Well, let's bring in Glenn Healy, our NHL insider and Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Glenn, I'm going to ask you this. I mean, we're April 3rd. Can the Leafs win a playoff series playing the way they've played most of this year?
Yes.
Okay.
Simple.
Goaltending?
No, you know, I'll take you back to 93 when I was with the Islanders. We had four rookies on defense. We beat the Pittsburgh Penguins.
That's right.
They're two-time Stanley Cup champs, and we're a dynasty. We had no right being on the ice with them. We took them down in seven. You know, when you get into these two-week wars, and you have a goaltender who, like Anderson, over the past couple months has been arguably one of the best players the Leafs have had, then anything can happen. So I'm not feared of Boston. I don't look at Ottawa or any of these teams in the East and think, wow, you can't beat the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch the Rangers lately?
Yep.
I've watched them up close. I've been at ice level. I don't fear them. I mean, Lundqvist, he's hot and cold. And so to me, I think the East is wide open, and they could definitely do some damage in the playoffs. They got to get in. It's a tough week, tough 7 days, but get in. And, you know, it's Bob's your uncle. You can do what you want to do. The Ottawa Senators were dealt a significant blow with some injuries just the other day. That mm-hmm. stuff happens. So, but you got to get to the dance.
I guess mm-hmm. the only thing I would wonder about the Leafs, Glenn, is whether they can they kill a game? Can they kill a game where they have the lead late? Can they suck the oxygen out of the rink? You know, I'm thinking of that Nashville game the other night where, you know, it was life and death in the third period, and it was, you know, they were all over the place, and Fred Anderson bailed them out a bunch of times. And if you've got a guy who can bail you out, then you can still win those games. But if you go into the third period and you're up 3-2 in a playoff game and the other guys turn it up three or four notches and they've got skill guys, you know, if you're playing, you know, you're playing Pittsburgh and their best guys turn it on, do you have the ability to kill that game defensively the way you have to sometimes?
Well, if I was to look at Saturday, they did Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the stakes get so much higher in the playoffs where, you know, it's every shift is live and die. And it's different than a Tuesday night against Nashville or a Monday night against Buffalo. It's different. So they have done it. Hey, they've done it the other way, too. They've given up lots of two-goal leads, which is what we would expect from a young team. But they have recently had the ability to say, enough, we're going to win this one. And over the past 13 games, I mean, any team that was 12-2-1 over 13 games, that's a pretty darn good record in any league, any sport, any time. So they've, you know, for all the chatter, they've put it up on the board, and that's why they sit 1 week away from a postseason run.
You know, Chris Johnson has an article on Sportsnet.ca and talking about Austin Matthews, and Leo Komarov is quoted in the story as talking about how he saw very early this season the effect on Austin Matthews of having played professionally in Switzerland. You know, just the way he sort of handled the day-to-day, not even the demands, but just the day-to-day existence of being a hockey player. How much of what we've seen from him this year do you think owes to the fact that he did, you know, he did play in Switzerland, he did play with men? I mean, he played with guys who are playing for a paycheck.
Well, I'll go from making $500,000 U.S. tax-free to $50 a week. Do you think you'd act differently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Of course, yeah.
Dancing around Zurich with $500,000 in your jeans? Yeah, I think I'd be a different person, too, than when I was with the Pickering Panthers trying to find a beer at the Caballero across the street from Don Beer Arena. Yeah, sure. You know what? I think there was some strategic element to that, too. You know, when we saw with Marner, he couldn't go back to couldn't go to the minors if he was sent down. So, but, you know, you get draft a guy out of Zurich, he can go to the minors and not make $50 a week playing juniors. So there was some strategic element to that. But he, you know, he's a big guy. He's a man, right? He's got 165 pounds. He's, you know, and that league, you know, if you watch any level of games over there, that's not a great league. It just isn't. And but I just think that he was differently prepared all the way through his journey, as was Mitch Marner. You know, when he left Whitby to live in Ajax in a basement apartment, wink, wink, nudge, nudge,
mm-hmm.
so he could go play for the Marlies. I mean, that happens a lot. So all these guys, the preparation for them to play in the National Hockey League, it goes way in advance of 1 year in Europe. It starts at like 11 and 10 years old. It's just so different for these guys today than, let's say, when, you know, you, me, and Brunt were playing. We just stayed at home and played for whatever team wanted you. Different, much different. But he's ready. He's the captain of the team. He's ready to take it. Once the playoffs are over and the summer comes upon us and you can do a fancy presentation, you put a C on his sweater and bring, you know, Joe Skrow out of retirement, sew it on, and we'll call it a day.
Mm-hmm.
But he's at a different level.
Who do you, Glenn, again, if you get into a playoff situation, eye pressure, close game, who on this defense do you trust? Do you trust to take control?
Well, I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago that Morgan Riley was the guy we were trading and time for him to go. And, those high ankle sprains, they're hard to come back from. And he's back from it now. His past bunch of games has been pretty good. But the team's evolved as it is in the sense that, you know, this dress rehearsal we call the season, you're not changing when it comes to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they've used for their matchup kings against the other teams, they're going to continue to do it late in the game. Whoever they've decided, it's Morgan Riley or it's Zaitsev, who are going to be on these, that's who's going to be on the ice. And the team will go into playoffs like every team in the NHL with its warts. And you'll live with the results that you get. But they're a group, you know, hey, they've never been here. So that's why the conversation is, can they, will they, do they have what it takes? We've never done it before. So, yeah, we're going to be questioning because who's done it? Nobody.
Yeah, but you don't really have a classic number one, do you?
No. And, hey, I watched the Vancouver Canucks go to the Stanley Cup Final. Should have won. Didn't win against Boston. Should have. And they had five number twos.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a single number one, whether it was Erhoff or Bieksa or that entire group. Was all number twos, no number ones. So there is a way to get there without having a distinctive Drew Doughty. Well, of course we want Drew Doughty. You know, I can recall I was up in Collingwood taking a weekend. Drew Doughty had a contract dispute. One of their top guys was for LA was up there ripping the contract Drew Doughty was getting, just absolutely demolishing it. This guy can't do this. He can't do that. And I'm thinking, well, we'll take him in Toronto. You want to give them up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you know, Duncan Keith, these are valuable guys. They just don't come around very often. And Toronto doesn't have one yet. And maybe Riley becomes one. But the strategy maybe is to put together as many number two defensemen as you can and put it on a roster.
Glenn, the Oil have won five in a row, 97 points. They're just two back of Anaheim. You know, it looks like we're going to have what, Edmonton, Calgary. We're going to have five Canadian teams in the playoffs. Edmonton's a real deal, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it took them all of about 30 seconds on Saturday night to get basically a 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's preparation. You know, one player makes a difference. I was in L.A. when we got Gretzky. We were a borderline average team. I don't know if we would have won in the minors with the team we had. And we got one player, and we instantly became the league's favorite and a 100-point team. One guy. And we all know who. It was all Gretz. But just that was the difference. And same thing with Toronto. I mean, you know, they end up going to get a generational player in Austin Matthews. It's not like the draft will be this year. You know, the team that gets first pick in the draft this year, there's no Austin Matthews. They're not even sure who they're going to pick this year. But it just timing's everything. And for Edmonton, it was McDavid. For Toronto, it's Matthews. And, boy, it sets you up for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay Lightning was the same thing with Steven Stamkos. They were a lousy team with Barry Melrose coaching. And, you know, pretty much every year you talk about them being a playoff team, but, you know, a team that can do damage and go deep. And that's what they've done. So special players make a difference to your clubs.
Well, and I think also, you know, we talk about Toronto and a goalie that might be able to come through in the playoffs. I think Edmonton has to feel pretty comfortable right now, too. I mean, they're plus differential. They're plus 31. I mean, Minnesota's silly. Their differential's plus 53, but a lot of that came in the first half of the season. If I look at Edmonton, I mean, you know, they've two goals behind Chicago in goals allowed, one behind Minnesota in goals allowed, four behind Anaheim. You know, there's more than just Connor McDavid at work in this team, I think.
They changed the culture of their team. They made some radical moves to their roster. They picked up a goaltender, which is something they really thought that they needed to do. Yeah, it's more than one guy. You know, Leon Draisaitl is a really good player too.
And it looks like they made the right call on all those young guys. Finally, doesn't it? With Taylor Hall. I mean, keeping Draisaitl and getting rid of Taylor Hall looks like it was the right call.
You know, I remember doing a game in Edmonton a couple of years ago, and I'm watching guys before the game, and you know, it's at the old Rexall, and there's like literally 23 of them doing these drills where they're throwing balls on a wall with their left hand because that activates the left side of your brain, and they're doing ladder runs back and forth, and they're doing jumps, and I'm thinking to myself, you're the worst team in hockey. Like, really? This hasn't helped before. What are you doing now? They changed something, right? And they did. It was roster. That's what they changed. And you look at the group. You look at the way they come to the rink professionally. You look at how they respond to situations on the ice when, you know, a player tries to take advantage of another player on their team. They've got an identity now that's different, and they are a team that, to me, when I watch them, they're dangerous, wouldn't want to play them, and like what I see from their group.
How much does late regular season form mean going to the playoffs, you think? You know, you look at Edmonton's playing their best hockey of the year. Montreal's really good right now. Boston's playing really well. San Jose's struggling. Minnesota, not the same team they were in the first half. Columbus, not quite the same team they were in the first half. Does that matter once the bell rings?
Well, ask the Rangers if they're happy about their home record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stunk all year at home, 12th best team in the East. If they get home ice, they're probably going to start on the road.
Yeah.
I think it matters. I think it's much easier to keep it going than get it going. I've been in playoff runs where I've had it going, and in a matter of 2 days, I've lost it and the season's over. I mean, I've had that too. But momentum is a strange thing. But if in anything you do in life, whether it's broadcasting or you're driving a car today or a truck, if you feel good about what you're doing and how you feel about doing that job, you're in a much better place than if there's indecision, uncertainty, and you lack confidence. And you see it in every sport. Golfers that have it going can't miss a fairway, can't miss a putt, and they take it all the way to the finish line and push the ball over. And there's other guys where you're watching it, like Vandevelde, and you're going, oh boy, it's off the trolley. This is really going bad, and I'm watching it. That's happened. For sure it does. So, you know, if I'm them, just keep the momentum going. Keep feeling good about yourself. And if you do that, you have much better chance of success.
See, I wonder, though, I mean, looking at the Washington Capitals, who, what, they're 8-1-1 in their last 10. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're certainly finishing with a strong finishing kick. And yet, will that make any difference to them? Do you know what I mean? Because they've done it before, right? They've had good finishing kicks, gone in the playoffs, and, you know, gone home far too early. Like, I'm not disagreeing with what you say, because I think it's the same thing in the NBA. It's hard to sort of flip the switch all of a sudden if you've lost 4 in a row going into the playoffs. But I'm wondering if maybe there isn't a bit of a counter argument too with a team like Washington that really seems to be just, you know, I mean, they're attacking the final week of the season like it is their playoffs.
But if they don't win 3 rounds, the season's a failure, right?
Right, yeah.
I would argue that they don't win 4. It's
okay.
A failure.
Okay.
This is
sure.
The number of years we've been talking about this club. It's time for them to take the next step.
But I mean, that game against Columbus, they played that like it was, I mean, they attacked that game.
Well, you know, this is a team last year in the playoffs that, you know, lost 3 games to Pittsburgh in overtime. I mean, those games, they can flip either way. I watched the Pittsburgh Penguins take 3 over the glass penalties in a row, 6 straight minutes, put the puck over the glass. And Washington's, whose power play during the year was lights out, couldn't score to win that hockey game. That would have been the difference in the series. So that's why we play them. Mm-hmm. You know, we can devise it all we want, but that's why we go in and say, you know, I have a Pittsburgh Penguin team last year who fired their coach, dreadful. Who's Connor Sheary? Never heard of this guy. Ends up lifting the cup over their head. How does that happen? It does. That's sports. That's the reason we tune in. Live sports never is predictable.
This game against Buffalo, I mean, Leafs fans, anytime you talk about playing in Buffalo, Leafs
this
fans.
One's predictable.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? And you know that Alex Nylander is going to score 2 goals, right? Maybe
know,
not.
It's funny. I recall those two Nylander kids like 10 years ago when they were little kids on the ice in Washington. I went to one of their practices, and I thought, who are these two kids? They were doing stuff that should have been on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are both tonight playing against each other in the NHL. But that could have been predictable. But this is one here. This is gut check time, right? This is one when you know what your week looks like moving forward. you don't let this one slide. I don't care if it's Jack Eichel, Robin Leonard. I don't care. You bring the, Gilbert Perreault out of retirement. I don't care. You win this game. This is the one that solidifies that you're real for the playoffs. Win this one. Because down the stretch, you never know. Pittsburgh, they've got eight guys that are injured. They may have to dress a full roster when it comes to the end of the year. Don't wait for that game to be the one that makes a difference for you. And Columbus, it might mean points for them. Don't wait for that one. Don't wait for Tampa. Do it tonight against a team that this game doesn't matter to them. A week from now, they don't want to go into the postseason with a cast. So
Right. Don't
be gut check time tonight, Buffalo. Once you're down after 20, go win your points somewhere else.
How do the Leafs use their goalies this week?
Well, they made it pretty clear that they're splitting it up, but I think a lot depends on tonight. You know,
right.
if you lose tonight and you lose tomorrow, there's only one way to use your goalie.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one way to use your bench. So you're going to shorten that thing up, because if you don't get this thing across the line, trust me, you got a lot of time to rest up for next year. But to get this far, to have the success you've had, to have the rookies do what they've done, to have a historic year for the Leafs, this is not the time to let this last week be historic. It's time to show exactly what you've done all through the year and just keep pushing it, because once you get in the postseason, anything's possible. I'm not afraid of anybody in the East.
Mr. Healy, appreciate you doing this as always. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen. Have a great week, and hopefully 1 week from now we're talking playoff matchup. And
I think we're
talking an 18-wheeler going off the cliff.
I think we probably will be talking
I would say that my money is on postseason hockey
for
the Blue and White.